New Millennium Audio presents
Oliver Twist by Charles Dickens. Among other public buildings in a certain town which for many reasons it will be prudent to refrain from mentioning, and to which I will assign no fictitious name, it boasts of one which is common to most towns, great or small, to wit, a workhouse. And in this workhouse was born, on a day and date which I need not take upon myself to repeat, the item of mortality whose name was Oliver Twist. There was nobody by but a pauper old woman, who was rendered rather misty by an unwonted allowance of beer, and a parish surgeon who did such matters by contract. Oliver and nature fought out the point between them. The result was that after a few struggles, Oliver breathed, sneezed, and proceeded to advertise to the inmates of the workhouse the fact of a new burden having been imposed upon the parish by setting up as loud a cry as could reasonably have been expected from a male infant who had not been possessed of that very useful appendage, a voice, for a much longer space than 3 minutes and a quarter. As Oliver gave this first proof of free and proper action of his lungs, the patchwork coverlet which was carelessly flung over the iron bedstead rustled. The pale face of a young female was raised feebly from the pillow, and a faint voice imperfectly articulated the words, "Let me see the child and die." As the young woman spoke, the surgeon deposited it in her arms. She imprinted her cold white lips passionately on its forehead, passed her hands over her face, gazed wildly round, shuddered, fell back.